Look, there's something I need to tell you. I'm in lesbians with you. Yeah, remember that line from the film? Yeah, where he meant... Yeah, probably not the best time for jokes. What I mean to say is I love you. I'm in love with you. Does that make a difference? I don't know. Right. Words. I had this whole speech planned in my head and apparently can't remember any of it. Right. Come on. What is it they say in movies? Go with your heart. Okay. Here goes. You're incredible. You're fun to hang out with. You're clever. You're the most beautiful person I've ever met. You make me want to be a better person. Well, that sounded a lot less cheesy in my head. When we first started chatting, I felt an instant connection with you. You got me. The more we talked, the more I missed the times you weren't online. We talked constantly. I mean, even when we probably should have been paying attention to what the guild was actually doing. I was just so happy when I found out you lived nearby and we'd arranged to meet. But I was so nervous as well. I think I turned up an hour and a half early so I wouldn't be late. But at least I didn't have to wait that long, as I guess you seem to have the same idea I did. Yeah, we're on the same page as usual. I still remember that first time seeing you. You already sent me pics of what you looked like, but as beautiful as you looked in them, they just didn't do you justice. You were a radiant vision. Admittedly, the sun coming out from behind that cloud behind you probably helped, but I'm pretty sure I heard the angels singing as you walked towards me. Your movements just seemed to flow together in effortless perfection. Compared to me, where I guess I class it as a victory if I can make it across the room without injuring either myself or others. I so wanted just to grab you and kiss you right then and there. Not sure how I was even able to form sentences talking to you. Can't remember what we talked about. I can just remember staring into your warm and enchanting eyes. I'm not exactly the most open of people, but I could just feel your gaze melting the barriers I'd put up. And when you smiled, wow, it lit up your whole face. You still are gorgeous. At that point, I wanted to just spend the rest of the day, possibly the rest of my days, making you smile as much as possible. So, I'm in love with you. Totally, 100% yours. If you'll have me, obviously. You make me want to actually make something of myself, so I can give you all the wondrous things you deserve. I've always felt alone in this world, an outsider, never really fit in. Felt like a piece of me was missing, like there was a hole in my heart, but these past few months, that's gone. You're what has been missing from me. Your smile, your laugh, your... well, you're everything. They say, faint heart never won fair maiden, so I hope my heart has not been faint for too long. I hope we can be everything I've dreamed of. Together. I love you. This is kind of the bit you're supposed to say something. Anything? Look, just please say something. Say anything. Tell me I'm insane. Tell me I've got it wrong. You don't feel this way. Tell me I've opened my big mouth and ruined everything. Throw me out your house. Tell me you never want to speak to me again. Tell me... Pardon? You... Did I hear that? You feel the same way? That can't be right. Wait. Sorry, yeah, my brain didn't quite prepare me for that. You feel... about me? Wait, is this a dream? This is a dream, right? Ow! You hit... okay, not a dream, right? So you really do? You wanted me to kiss you the first time we met, so... all this time, you've wanted me to... while I've wanted to... and... I'm still doing that whole talking thing, aren't I? I mean, we should do the kissing thing instead of... shouldn't we? Please? Yeah, just... just stop me talking. Seriously, I think I have some sort of problem. I just really want to.